A guy flat out on his back, barely able to keep his eyes open and really struggling to talk. The horrifying reality of spice. It's a chemically made synthetic marijuana which is leaving a raft of people just like this man suffering severe psychotic episodes and terrifying hallucinations.
He looks seriously like he's gonna die.
Users can be seen slumped over bins and benches, and while the issue isn't widespread here in Scotland yet, we have been told that the drug is being supplied here and various investigations are underway. I went to meet DI Ian Spence at Police Scotland's crime campus.
You can see users, if we can call them that, of these products which are in a state where they are almost incapacitated, very vulnerable. And we would like to put measures round about there, first of all, to prevent that from happening, but to make sure that people who are using these are looked after.
You know, how easy is it for it to get across the border and into the markets here?
I mean, there are no borders. Now we're seeing the internet is open and out there. And as I said earlier, if there is a demand for this product, then it generally creates a supply for the product.
And going forward then, how do you make sure that it stays those low numbers?
Yep, of course, we would rely on our partner agencies as well. We will continue to gather as much intelligence and information as we can.
Now, this drug, along with many other so-called legal highs, became illegal just last year, but with newer and stronger versions of spice constantly being developed, the fight to stop them reaching the streets of Scotland is getting much harder.